This is URN Sport.
Hello and welcome to Varsity Basketball 2017. We are live at the Motorpoint Arena for the second time this year and hopefully in better circumstances, having been here for ice hockey just over a month ago and losing to Nottingham Trent. I'm James Baggs and I'm joined by Joe Tanner as we're going to take you through the two basketball fixtures we have today, Joe.
Yes, Basketball Varsity, an absolute staple in the Nottingham Varsity series. We're embarking on the, midway through the second half of the Nottingham Varsity Series 2017. The crowds, they're teeming in here at the Motorpoint Arena. The players have been warming up courtside and on court, ready for these two eagerly anticipated clashes between the University of Nottingham and Nottingham Trent.
Uni on this near side, powering. It's Ellie Bishop with the layup. Unfortunately, hits the backboard and goes out, but Uni have still got it as Rachel Byrne tries to find a way. Khan passes out to the three-point line. And it's a buzzer beater from that. What from Ori Amadi. What a three-pointer just on the shot clock there. And University of Nottingham extend their lead to 14 points to 8 as Trent's attempt misses and University of Nottingham back on the attack. It's that girl again. It's Gabby Bronson setting up the attack for a three-point attempt. Oh, just hits the rim there from Carlotta De Mergelina. And, however, Trent not paying attention. University sneak in, get a cheeky two-pointer with 8.5 minutes gone and it's 16-8.
I mean, whatever Andrea Congreve, the women's coach, said during that first timeout seems to have worked. You know, they've got the double the score of Trent at the moment. Trent, I think University of Nottingham, 5 or 6 unanswered points at the moment. Nottingham Trent maybe just rushing things a bit much. And I think Ori Amadi's played a key role so far, as well as Gabby Brunson. And of course, Eleanor Bishop is having a crucial role. So I think all of the women know just exactly what they need to do to get through this. And, you know, they're executing their plan A perfectly at the moment.
Lines the basket up, shoots, and it goes in off the back of the rim. So that makes UON 19, Trent 9. As Barisa lines up her second, just spinning the ball in her hands, bouncing it confidently on the floor. She goes again. There's a bit of backspin. Unfortunately, it's hit the backboard. It doesn't go in. The score remains at UON 19, Trent 9, and UON are on the break again with Gabby Bronson passing it out to the far side on the three-point line. Brady Byrne, rather, pushing in to the centre, but UON can't find a way through. Even Bishop has tried to lay up there, but unfortunately amounts to nothing, and Trent can counter attempt with 5 seconds to go in this quarter. What will happen? She goes for the buzzer beater. She's hit the rim. End of the first quarter. University of Nottingham 19, Trent 9. What was that? From nowhere, from right on the far sideline, Trent with a three-pointer. They're in the lead now. That's Vicky Gray. She's been in the points already. Now here's Ellie Byrne powering through into the paint but doesn't get it. Out to Bishop looking for a three-pointer from the centre. Doesn't get it either. University have lost their hot hands that they had before, and now it's a Jess Steele for Trent passing it out to McLean. Now they're on their near side again. Vicky Gray looking to passing it into Camille Barisha. Goes for the two, misses it. However, she is fouled.
I've got to say as well, I've been very impressed by the Trent player McLean so far. You know, she's been nailing it from downtown in the three-point range, and it's been absolutely sensational from Trent. You know, they've got themselves a three-point lead, these two to make it 5. And, yeah, I don't know what's happened to the UON team after the first quarter, because we came out all guns blazing. We started the second quarter well, and, Trent are at the moment on, you know, an unanswered point run. So hopefully University of Nottingham can grab a couple back here.
Jess Steele coming on for Vicky Gray, who's been a great point scorer. Hopefully that will work out in the University of Nottingham's favour as Byrne passes it long backwards to Bronson. Gets it back, has a shot from the edge of the D, makes it 3 points, all net there from Ellie Byrne. And it's UON 37, Trent 32. Normalcy is restored, one might hope.
Well, you'd hope so. I mean, was it Ellie that just hit that three?
Yeah.
And she's hit all the points in this quarter by both teams, insane. That commentator's curse.
As 3 points again in quick succession from Trent this time. Takes the lead, cuts the lead back to 2 points. A speculative layup there by Byrne, but she was fouled in the process and will get the two free throws. Oh no! We thought it was all in. It's a reverse layup by Byrne. Doesn't get it. Samoy again. Byrne again now. Goes for a three-pointer from the centre. And what a three-pointer. What will that mean? Extending the lead to 9 points here. University of Nottingham in the ascendancy, and that confirmed by Trent calling a timeout.
That was a crucial three there. After missing a wide open layup, that can really get the team down. So to gather the rebound and hit that three was a dagger. 9 points is a hell of a lot more than 6 points. So great job. Important timeout for Trent now to try and just gain a bit of composure.
Pass to Samoy with the three-point attempt. Comes to nothing. Bronson Alwiffer runs like lightning round to the far side. Picks it up. Passes it to Mergelina. Goes for the pass inside to Bishop. Doesn't come to anything. And it's Trent with a fast breakaway. It's Charlotte Koning trying to find De Silva. Going for the two-point. Can she make it? She can! The lead is only three for the University of Nottingham. 48-45. With just under 6 minutes to go in this final period of Varsity 2017 in the ladies' basketball. Trent fans, however, not giving up, making all the noise as De Silva tries to second, but here's the University of Nottingham on the break. Will it be Gabby Bronson? Oh, 2 points, easy as you like. Faints, sends the Trent player the wrong way, and it's 55-45 with 5.5 to go. 5.4 seconds to go in this final quarter. UON 62, Trent 56. Trent need a basket, and they need one out. It's a miscontrol. Gabby Bronson takes no prisoners. She just holds it. Time's out. University of Nottingham have won the Women's Basketball Varsity 2017, 62-56. It was a lot closer in the end. But we've got that Varsity point secure. Amazing scenes here at the Motor Point Arena. And let's hope the men can emulate their success. Back to the studio.
You can try all you want, Trent, but you're not taking on this team. 6 years in a row, we have bested you. 6 years in a row, we have bossed you. And 6 years in a row, we have beaten you. It was a commanding performance, and it was closely contested, but there was no doubting this side. Once again, the women have shown the men how it's done. Now it's up to them to bring this Varsity series home tonight, Joe.
Yes, a fantastic win there from the University of Nottingham, 62-56 here in the Motor Point Arena. Eleanor Bishop answering the prayers of the green and gold faithful here.
Hi, we are joined with Ellie Bronson. How does it feel to win?
Amazing! So relieved, mate. Caught work of it tonight.
Yeah, it was a very close match. Was that tougher than you expected?
I guess a bit, but we knew how good Trent were. They've beaten us once this year, so we were expecting a tough game.
How did the crowd help you through the game today?
The crowd were brilliant. Best crowd we've ever had, so they definitely pulled us through when it was tough.
And at half-time, you were actually losing. What did your coach say at half-time to motivate you?
She just said, get back to what we were doing best. We started the game really well. Won the first quarter. So we just had to, I think, get rid of the nerves and get doing to what we're good at.
This is URN Sport.
2 minutes until tip-off here, Joe, and it is really beginning to fill up.
Yeah, the crowd really, really filling up here at the Motor Point Arena. The anticipation building ahead of this massive clash in the Nottingham Varsity Series. Who will come out on top in this one? Such a close contest last year and in previous years. Who's your prediction for tonight, James? Of course, you'll be rooting for the University of Nottingham. Do you think that they can pull off a victory?
You know, I was so crushed when we lost last year. I don't want to tempt fate, but I do think we can do it. And you know what? For the first time, I think I can say we probably have the stronger crowd tonight. I think the green and gold are out in more numbers than the pink.
At the start as well, Nottingham University looks as if they're playing with three out-and-out guards in their team. No small forward, really. Nottingham Trent win the tip-off, and they immediately score 2 points.
Fantastic. Told you Ballantyne was there. Good. That was a great tip.
And Trent University again come away with possession, but Zapata's there with his quick hands. passes the ball forward to Smith. Smith with an easy layup there on the breakaway. Zapata with his quick hands. He may have had a hip replacement, but those hands are sure in fine form. And again, Trent lose possession. Smith comes away with the ball, but unfortunately the ball pokes away loose off of a URN player.
That was a really strange defence by Trent there. They had three Trent players fighting each other for the ball. There wasn't a Uni player to be seen, and yet Uni came away with the ball because they were too busy arguing with each other. But there we go. It's all about knowing where your teammates are, I guess.
University of Nottingham with Smith now on a breakaway. 3 seconds, 2-1, takes a shot. And he Max Zambo, the Austrian international, absolutely sensational first period here in Varsity Basketball 2017. Score is University of Nottingham 22, Trent 15. Trent have possession, and now it is only a 1-point game, of course. Really getting themselves back into this one, coming up to about 5 minutes played here in the second quarter. They have possession now on the far side in the form of Nkuzens. Nkuzens plays it back to Jack Domer. Jack Domer on this near side gives the ball to Casemiro, who drives to the basket. Fantastic layup there.
Great take.
And Trent take the lead. 25-24. University of Nottingham with the putting on
there. Massive travel there by Trent that was missed by the referees. Goodness me. Valentine took at least 4 steps before passing the... Wow.
Your man, Tom Valentine, manages to get possession just outside of the University of Nottingham three-point line and manages to sink a vital 3 points as we come to the end of the third quarter. It's not Friday the 14th, but it certainly is Valentine's Day today. Nottingham Trent currently lead by 9 points, 56 to 47. James has the ball stripped away from him by Vaca. Vaca, again, Mark plays it back to Marcos. Marcos driving to the basket, and he sinks that beautiful layup there. Marcos reduces the deficit now to just 7 points, and it looks as if Trent have called a timeout. Coach Martin will be very happy with what his side have produced so far in the early opening stages of this fourth quarter. It's with Mayfield. Pass it to Stuart Ballantyne. Unfortunately, he can't get that one to fall. Vaca now in possession for the University of Nottingham. It's a 2-point game as we're almost halfway through this final quarter of play here. Vaca still on the ball, passes it out to Daly on this near side. Looks to cut inside, pops the ball out to Linney. Vaca with a 3-point attempt, and he nails it! Vaca, Eduardo Vaca, what a shot! The momentum swing is real. University of Nottingham take the lead for the first time in a long time here at the Motorpoint Arena. 62-61. Absolutely fantastic plays there from the University of Nottingham. And Zukins with a 3-point shot. Doesn't get it. Stewart now plays it inside to Ballantyne with the layup. Trent now restoring a 3-point advantage over the University of Nottingham. Daly, however, on his near side, finds the ball through to Linney.
What a pass.
With a fantastic.
What an incredible pass through the two sets of legs of Trent players. Absolutely, I mean, dangerous pass to make, but what an incredible pass.
A fantastic 1-2 counterpunch there from the University of Nottingham. However,
two offensive rebounds in a row for the same guy.
James manages to get an offensive rebound there for Trent University and manages to get a putback. Daly on his near side goes for a free. That one is long. That's an air ball from Daly.
Open. Don't worry about anything else. You just set screen after screen after screen to get that guy open for a shot. And as soon as that shot's up, you go and get that rebound. Nothing else matters in life at this precise moment than getting that guy screened and open and getting that rebound.
Of course, NTU in foul trouble as well. So University of Nottingham know that they need to be crashing the board. Like you say, they need to be going up for every loose ball, drawing the fouls from Trent.
Now what Trent need to do here, they've got the inbound in the second half. They need to get Ballantyne on the ball for the free throws because they will be fouling straight away.
Ball is played.
Well, they're trying to, but the ref's not calling it.
Zapata there with the intentional foul on.
Well, Stewart just practiced a free throw and got it in, so let's see if his actual ones are as good.
This to make it a 9-point game. Trent currently 77-70, 28.4 seconds left in the final quarter. He does sink his first free throw. You'd like to think, I know 28.4 seconds is still quite a long time. 9 points is quite a drastic lead. Like you say, they need to get the open man outside the three-point line. They've luckily come away with possession there. Zapata plays it forward to Daly. Daly inside to Linney. Linney's looking for a two-point layup. Unfortunately, he can't get it, and Trent come away with possession. Foul there by Linney on Scott. And Scott will now go to the line. 10 points in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Perhaps a bit unassailable now, I feel, with Scott.
I'm even worried that my five-point recommendation might go amiss. And the Hoods guys before the game said it would be a 10-point Trent win, and I'd hate for them to be right because I'll never live it down.
A win. Zapata knows it's over. Zapata holds the ball. It's all over here at the Moe Point Arena. Trent University have won Varsity Basketball 2017 here at the Moe Point Arena. Final score, Trent 80, University of Nottingham 70.
Hi, we are joined with Eduardo Vaca. Eduardo, really great performance by yourself, but disappointing result in the end.
Yeah, it's a little bit disappointing at this moment, but I mean, the other team played great. We did, we gave up whatever we had, basically. My performance doesn't matter too much when at the end of the day we lose. But I mean, it's really great to be here with this crowd, so I mean, it's a great experience.
How disappointing was it to get so close to being in the lead again and then it slowly slipping away?
Yeah, I know. I think a lot has been influenced by the fact that Mark Zambo and Eric Biganski, they were both out for the second half. So it has been really difficult for us without them. We tried to make it, but, you know, the other players really played well. I mean, the other team was great. So at the end of the day, when they play better than us, you can do, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you entertained the fans anyway, and it was a great game. So thanks for you, and thank you for the team contribution.
This is URN Sport.